Current state on 90.5 WKAR. Try to guess the animal that I'm talking about, okay? This animal's ancestors date back about 60 million years. Okay, it's a lousy clue. Second clue. The first published account of this animal dates back to 1520. One species of this animal can swim up to 22 miles per hour. They are birds. They cannot fly. Okay, time's up. Obviously, we're talking about penguins. The Polk Penguin Conservation Center opened at the Detroit Zoo yesterday, and at 33,000 square feet, it is the largest zoo display of penguins on the planet. Joining us to talk all about the center is Detroit Zoological Society CEO and Executive Director Ron Kagan. Ron, welcome to Current State.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
Your grand opening was yesterday. How'd it go over?
It was incredible. I was just up there before I got on the line with you again this morning, and the penguins are making all of us grin like little kids because they are having a blast. They're living in an environment that is 10 times the size of what they had before. The Detroit Zoo actually invented the whole concept of a penguinarium back in the 60s. And so we decided a few years ago it was time for us to create the next generation. And we did that by skipping just doing an improved facility and went for something that's just completely different. So this isn't just the biggest facility in the world, it's also the deepest, and that's important because penguins dive. And generally when you see penguins in zoos, including ours in the old days, it was 5 or 6 feet of water, but we created an environment that's almost 330,000 gallons and 25 feet deep, and so those Gentoo penguins that you referenced are going 22 miles an hour, they're porpoising, They're doing deep dives, and it is absolutely stunning.
You have that species at 22
yes.
miles per hour underwater. For those of you who are cannot make it down to the Polk Penguin Conservation Center soon, I would recommend the video that the Detroit Free Press filmed and put on their website. Here in recent days, it is really even you'll get a bigger grin if you're actually there, but it's really enjoyable to watch. Walk us through the visual experience of the Penguin Center, from what it looks on the outside to what
sure.
you see when you get inside.
Sure. By the way, I was just trying to video about 10 Gentoo penguins going 22 miles an hour underwater, and you're only inches away from them. It's actually impossible to move the camera fast enough. When they go fast, it is really amazing. So what we want to do is give people a sense of what Antarctica is like. Now, not all penguins live in Antarctica, but a number of species do. So what we do, the exterior of the building looks like a tabular iceberg, and there are many extraordinary icebergs, many doesn't do justice to this, in Antarctica, but we've created a really gorgeous building that looks like a tabular iceberg that's cracking in half, and that, of course, is a hint that we also talk about climate change because it is indeed having a profound impact, and I can say that also from my personal experience of having gone there over the past 22, 23 years, five times, I've seen a difference in Antarctica. But the building is gorgeous, and then you enter, and the first gallery is a view through a huge acrylic window from floor to ceiling of the South American habitat of various species of penguins. And that's generally how people get to Antarctica. They go from the southern tip of South America, crossing the infamous Drake Passage, where waves can be 50 feet high and for several hundred miles. And we actually recreate that experience. So in order to get you 25 feet underwater, we take you from that gallery on a ramping system that is essentially like the deck of a ship, and the ship we've used is a recreation of Sir Ernest Shackleton's ship, the Endurance, which he sailed there 100 years ago. That ship, unfortunately, sank. Ours doesn't. But we take you through this 40
You thought
experience.
Of everything, Ron.
Well, we've done a lot of research on this, and it is very Disney-esque. In fact, I suspect Disney will come and see what we've done, because this is kind of beyond what you see really anywhere. But this is 360 degrees, a 40-foot environment that surrounds you with basically the ocean. And there's wind and spray and snow and rocking, and it's pretty incredible. And so we take you through stormy seas, we take you through calm seas, we take you through nighttime seas, which is also cool because you get to see the sky of the Southern Hemisphere, which, of course, here in Michigan, we don't get to see. So that's pretty cool.
Wow, thought of everything. That's great.
Yeah, and then you get down below, and you are 25 feet underneath 327,000 gallons of very, very chilled water, and you go through acrylic tunnels, one of which also has an acrylic floor. So the penguins swim all around you, above you, to the side, below, and it's not windows. This is all continuous. In fact, people are scared to walk on the acrylic.
Yeah.
They think they're going to fall in.
Yeah.
And then you get to a huge gallery with a 40-foot-long wall of acrylic, 25 feet tall. Then to another acrylic tunnel and into a gallery that's all science-based, explaining climate change, explaining ice cores and sea ice and lots of other interesting bits and pieces, including the work that we are doing in Antarctica with a colleague who's been doing research there for 42 years. And then you come back up and go through iceberg calving, which is another very dramatic 4D special effect. And then finally to a gallery that's the Antarctic Gallery, where you see penguins as you see them in Antarctica with snow and ice and waves and wind. And it's really incredible for the birds and incredible for visitors.
It sounds like it. I'm speaking with Ron Kagan, CEO and Executive Director of the Detroit Zoological Society, about the Polk Penguin Conservation Center at the Detroit Zoo, which just opened yesterday. Tell us about the animals. How many penguins do you have altogether, and how many different species?
So we have four species. The biggest are the king penguins, and then we have the gentoos, which are the speediest. And then we have macaroni penguins, which are called macaroni because of their feathers. And in you mentioned some history at the opening. Some of the first folks that observed these critters were reminded of men in England in the old days that wore hats with feathers, and the macaronis look like that. So we have macaronis, and then finally we have rockhopper penguins. So they're four species, a total of 83 penguins. They all get along fine. They don't breed with each other, but they do mingle and nest nearby each other. And they're just having a ball in there.
It looks like it. If you see the video, I'm sure it looks that way. If you're lucky enough to visit, we've got to make it down to the Detroit Zoo. It's been many, many years. We've been talking with Ron Kagan, CEO and Executive Director of the Detroit Zoological Society, here about the world's largest zoo display of penguins. It's the Polk Penguin Conservation Center, which opened at the Detroit Zoo yesterday. Ron, thank you and good luck.
Thanks very much.